Sometimes it is difficult to fit an idea into your mind. You hear explanation after explanation about it. You hear it explained again and again. But it just won't click until the right simple words are tied together into a beautiful and elegant shape. So let me share an explanation which helped me, once, to think differently about trance and about our perceptions of the world. I will even illuminate my purposes, which I do not always disclose, as we go. Consider yourself fortunate. Eyes closed, positioned comfortably. The world around you must be orderly, safe, and calm to better absorb my lessons. You, the pupil, I, the instructor, this is a relationship your mind already knows all about. When I give a lesson, if you ignore it, then you will miss it. These lessons are important and practical advancements in your hypnotic education. And my voice is memorable and right and makes you know what will come next. Voice trickling into you like golden light. Your understanding of my words and tone growing each time you learn my voice. You learn what the symbols created by my various sensual murmurings bring to you. Your body heats up, and that is all right. I encourage it. A little arousal during a lesson is just what I desire. But let it become particularly strong for you right now. At the core of you is all the stored up fantasy I've poured. I did that because the edge of arousal is so useful to add yearning to your mind. Since I have repeatedly made you aware of certain things, they are now a subtext to all our conversations. A symbol you know the meaning of, but others do not. Arousal is more than merely teasing. I want you to enjoy yourself, to get off, to feel that little edge of ache in the back of your brain because it promises future satisfaction that you know I can deliver. You have a good reason to think the things which make you sink. Slippery thoughts flitting out of your grasp is just part of the slick, sinking assumption of my voice into you. 10. Something as simple as the right symbols slicks you up for the long journey into control. 9. And when you are there, you will sweat, gasp, twitch to the tune and command. 8. Sweet golden musical control flitting in and out of sight. 7. It may slip away and you lose the thread, but pick it back up again on the other side. On the waking side, the thread of this trance wraps around your day-to-day life, guides you carefully to your rest and obedience. Remember my words. A little arousal will be added to your system to assure the effect. but you already want it. You were led here by my lures and my intentions, by the residual memory of my voice from this or some other trance. That path continues on the other side. You travel on the same wavelength, the same trajectory. 6. Further into the deep place where you follow my intentions, try to divine what they are. Learn the hidden language between your mind and mine. 5. There are places where I will use arousal as a tool, certainly, and that is one secret of my trance, of my shared lessons. When I arouse you, it is never just to arouse you. There is another goal. The goal is to tinge your entire experience with lust, the foggy heat of a ready brain, which is mine in its entirety. Imagine a love note lightly sprinkled with a signature perfume. 4. You breathe it in as you read the words. The two arrive together and become linked. Then, when you smell the perfume, the feelings of warm, happy peace in your chest grow anew and overtake you. The same occurs with trance. Arousal and trance, tied together for you already. I have a goal of making you deep in order to share my vision of a new you. A more perfectly trained self. The touch of arousal is a reminder, a signature fragrance of lust and horny obedience. 3. But there is another secret, much deeper. 2. A second reason why I make sure you are nice and turned on before we get to the deeper instructions where I make you feel, make you obey, make you follow. 1. One simple reason. I like it. I enjoy hypnotized obedience. I enjoy lustful control. I enjoy you and this moment. Just thinking of you out there losing your grip on full waking and grasping on to my deep instructions. This is arousing to me. Passing that arousal on is a win-win. Laying down, your world, your view of the world, is controlled and occluded. You've sunk deep. Imagine warm skin, your hands touching warm, pliable skin, a rounded mound of my skin. My breast in your palm, sticky and pliable, nipple pressing hard into your palm. You are unable to move your hands, but so too is it impossible to disconnect your hands from them. You must touch. This means my body is over you. My lips nearby, moistened, speaking, flowing, forming the words that take your mind away. But you are unable to view those lips, or my eyes looking at you with calm, focused regard, my covering of your form. My breasts are everything. Slowly, your hands fall away from my breasts, and your arms land by your sides. Now you can just see the bouncy firmness of my chest approaching, nipples pointed and engorged as proof of my own flushed desire. I slowly lower until my breasts are on either side of your face and press warm, sticking, clinging, pliable tissue to your cheeks. You are in the valley between my breasts, and indeed a sweet perfume, a body-shaking arousal, lives there and invades you. You drool. Your mind aches. The thread of intention which guides you into my voice and out the other side to deeper places has brought you here. Turned on, entire body flushed, entirely focused. I gave you words and numbers, images, scents, explanations. All are lost within my breasts, pressed to either side of your face, locking out all other visions, all other thoughts. You know my nerve endings run through them, warm and tingling. You know that pleasure flows into me when you breathe. If you manage to stir your lazy head to or fro, if you think of me, then I will know. I will feel. I will tingle. I become aroused as well. But there is something even more pleasurable. My body over you, my leg, my thigh, in between your legs, pressing against you so that if you raise your hips, you can rub into it. This feeling of friction, of desperately seeking pleasure because of what I have made you into. Horny and hypnotized, deep and drowsy. You feel my breasts lift away from your face a little. I bring one nipple over to your lips to be sucked, to be presented for worship and your bliss. You suck. A little groan of my own pleasure, which induces echoing pleasure in you. Feel your hips move automatically, splendidly, unstoppably. You need pleasure to damp the fires. The wet smacking of your own lips is turning you on, as the soft, sweet taste of my skin between your lips, the answering rise and fall of my chest as you lavish slick worship across my breast. I am feeling it too. The secret reason a thread of arousal flows through all of my files is that the idea of you, brought to a deep, honest place in your own head where you acknowledge your need to worship, well, that turns me on. My own arousal becomes a catalyst for better and more inventive. Keep sucking. Roads into trance. You are hypnotized and controlled, and you sleep. But your body still knows what it wants, and your mind still knows what I want. Imagine that breast lifting away. The moment your white, hot, pleasured, fuzzy head and body yearn for more, but I deny it to you. Then I move, shifting my body, shifting so you are rubbed even more firmly against my leg, my thigh, wanting more, but restricted to limited contact with only those parts of my body I allow you. Then, the other, dry, unworshipped breast, brought to your mouth, letting you kiss around the perimeter, in between them, all over it, smooch after smooch, echoing sign of obedience after submissive, ecstatic escape. You are drooling, and that is just fine. Your brain is hot with the thought of me, and you suck a little harder, submit a little deeper, deepen a bit. My nipple arrives at your lips, and your empty brain rejoices. You know you are pushing pleasure into me, just like I am into you. And we share the revelry, the experiment of sensation. Suck and sink and drip and suck. Smack and swallow down your own thoughts. My nipple is your sole focus, and your mouth is orally fixated, is letting my words become your fetish and control. You want it. I pull away again, and you just feel how empty your mouth has been left. How the arousal I push into your body is still there, demanding an outlet. Your head is full of foggy, warm, white, hot. You moan and contort and press up against me. Your mouth keeps sucking, even at the thin air. When I pull away and press my breasts to either side of your face and let you rest between them. The radiant heat of my heartbeat, my body, the electricity that keeps me alive and makes these thoughts exist. Touching your face, your body, your brain. You are there, lodged and docked and warm. Your mind is blank and hypnotized and drooling. All of this excites me. The excitement shows through just how hard my nipples are. Now I begin rocking my body forward and back, which makes my pliable breasts move up and down either side of your face. The leg between your leg rubs you in an arousing way, teasing your brain. Golden words and white, hot pleasure. All of this is so familiar. So perfect, so deep and sublime. Deepen, submit, become part of the line of intention I set loose when I began to trance you. You roll your hips into me. Then your body is attached to me, suckling and sweating and kneading. Your back arches and pleasure flows down through you. The pleasure you give to me comes back twofold, and you know just rubbing my hot, sensitive breasts on your face makes the pleasure intensify. We are in this together. We feel this together. Every time you become aroused, you remember my breasts. A brief spate of worship. A rubbing of your most sensitive parts against my supple flesh. This creates a network of useful thoughts I will build on. You know I love to have useful thoughts added to my dedicated students. You know the right words from me will remind you of your voice sucked away by the presence of my voice. My breasts stealing your thoughts, making the heat between your legs awaken. Deep fires blaze for me and burn. Stoked and coal-fired, the golden light of me coats you and weighs you. You are heavy beneath the influence of my chest. You breathe for it, suckle for it, drool into the air. Your legs kick and toes twitch and fingers curl. This is right. This is where you are. And you keep feeling that sensation all through my words. In future, when you listen to me and become aroused, you will remember, you will relive, replay, like a tape in your mind full of your most lustful desires for my body, my leg between yours, my breasts pressed to you for worship. That is all it takes. All it will ever take. All you need to make you mine.